Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and today's show is all about abundance. What it is, how to get it faster and easier, or how to create it, really. And before we step into this conversation, a little bit about us, who we are, why we're here, what we love about being on Imperfect Brilliance and Om Times Radio. And Bets, welcome. Would you like to talk a little bit about us?
Thank you. I'm always so happy to be here with you, Kathy, and all of our listeners. So, so grateful for you guys. And a little bit about us. Gosh, you know, it's always so funny when we go to talk about ourselves. It's so easy to talk about other people, isn't it? And then you're like, what do I say about us?
How about you talk about me and I'll talk about you? Does that make it easier?
I was just thinking the same thing, right? Like, wow. But we are both moms. We're both internationally published best-selling authors, which is so cool and so fun. And certainly something that I never thought was going to happen. And it's a great part of the radical abundance that we're both creating in our lives. And we're also certified facilitators with Access Consciousness, which is a whole body of tools and questions and possibilities really designed to make your life easier and more joyful, and really to empower you, whatever that is for you. So that's what we talk about pretty much every week, you know, and sharing different tools and stories and tips and questions. And what would you like to add to that, Miss Kathy?
Oh, goodness. We love to travel. Love to travel and facilitate and teach workshops. So if you'd like us in your area, let us know, because we just might make the adventure out there to play with you. And, you know, what's inspiring to me is really seeing how people change with the use of these tools that we're going to share. The tools of Access Consciousness and sometimes even other things just help people unlock their capacities. And I know they've helped us unlock our capacities and get out of trying to be perfect or get life right. And in the workshops, and even when we hear from you about the show, we love how hearing maybe one question or one tool changed something for you or changed everything for you. So please do let us know, and let us know, you know, what you'd like to see more of, and you know, what really struck you or what you're confused about, because then we can gear the show more toward you. And we wouldn't be here without you guys. So, I mean, we could just talk to ourselves or each other, but hey, it's more fun to talk to an audience. So, yeah, please let us hear from you. And Today's topic is particularly close to my heart because I've created a program and I'm currently writing a book called Radical Abundance. And if you'd like to get in on the free challenge, it is now all of the videos are currently done and posted on a website, and you can sign up at iotransformation.com/abundance. So it's a kind of inside out transformation, but it's iotransformation.com/abundance. And by going there, you can get all sorts of videos and tools and recorded Facebook lives and exercises for creating more abundance. And you'll also be invited to join the 2-month Radical Abundance class, which starts on Sunday, which I'm super excited about, because over time and application and really making these tools and things a habit, you can see so much open up in terms of abundance in your life. So iotransformation.com/abundance. Information is there. And we'll talk about, creating abundance on this show. And then if you'd like more, I'll give the email again. So this show is titled Actualizing Radical Abundance. And the word actualization is kind of what a lot of people mean when they say manifest, right? Manifest means how something shows up, not that it shows up. So if you would like something to show up, you're really actually trying to actualize that or creating it. And I wanted to go through just the definitions of like what is radical according to the dictionary, and what is abundance? And then we can look at like what is true abundance to you, not just the dictionary definition. So how's that sound, Bets?
Sounds fabulous. Thank you so much.
All right. So radical is relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. It's far-reaching or thorough. So radical abundance would be thorough, far-reaching abundance. We're affecting the fundamental nature of something. So the fundamental nature of you or your life or your experience. So what is abundance then? According to the dictionary, it is the state or condition of having a copious quantity of something, plentifulness of the good things of life, or prosperity. So, you know, if we think of having a copious quantity of something, you know, all of us are abundant in some way or another. Just some of us might be more abundant in doubt or in so many things to do. Right? So if you're too busy, what if you said, I'm really abundant right now with things to do?
Love that.
Right? It kind of changes the attitude about it, and a shift in our perspective can change everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first thing I had people do in the Radical Abundance Challenge is really start to look at, what are you abundant in? And even write down some of the things. What are you abundant in, Betsy?
Oh, wow. Gratitude is what really popped in. And amazing people in my life. Wow. Those were the two things that popped in right away.
That's so cool. You know, our minds have this tendency to looking at lack, like where we aren't enough, what we don't have enough of. And that's called, it's been labeled the negativity bias. So our minds naturally have a negativity bias, which means, you know, when you were out on the savanna, or, you know, our ancestors were out on the savanna, like looking for what could go wrong. Which makes a lot of sense if you're like, let's not be eaten by a lion or something like that. However, it's not so useful when we're in modern life, because if your mind is functioning from a negativity bias, like, you'll achieve the whatever you'd like to, like a raise or get the guy or make a certain amount of money, and then you become conditioned to that as normal, and most of us stop being grateful for it at a certain point, because then we're after the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Totally. Over and over again. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so one of the things that we can, ways we can change that with ease, and it sounds so simplistic that, you know, a lot of times people will say, oh yeah, I don't need to do that. But I've seen it time and time again make a change in my clients' lives, and myself included. You know, I knew gratitude's an important, useful thing, you know, but to write it down, mm-hmm. like write down what you're grateful for. Write down all in the morning when you wake up, or right before you go to bed, if that works better for you. But I've mentioned on the show before that Robin Sharma, who's a coach to a lot of CEOs, said CEOs have something called the 5 a.m. club. And what it is you get up early, and for 20 minutes, you write and start with gratitude. And really flesh that out. And the whole writing period of 20 minutes doesn't have to be about gratitude, but you start with mm-hmm. that. And that just serves to strengthen the muscle of gratitude for us. Because again, that way, if we strengthen that muscle, it can overcome that natural bias toward negativity.
I love that, Kathy. That's really, you know, it's, like I said, a lot of the things that we talk about really are simple, and a lot of I think that
some of our tendency can be to go to the space of, well, if it's that simple, it's not really going to work, and we look to complicate things in our lives. And you know, like with the simple joys of life, right? When you asked me what was I abundant in, the first thing that popped in was like the people in my life that I'm so grateful for, that I have these amazing beings like you, that I just, they're there in my life. And I'm so grateful that it continues to evolve and grow and things like that, where there is not a limit to it. And when you look at things, and you have that like perspective where there is no limit, there is no cap to what, you know, like if you look at what you and I can create together, and we don't know, like we know that there's a lot of opportunities and possibilities, and we have so much fun doing it, and we don't try to define it, we don't put a limit on it, we don't try to cap it. And so when you're in that space of what else truly is possible, what invitation is that for inviting way more of the radical abundance that you really do desire to have for your life?
Yeah, so much possibility. And one thing I like people to start to look at is, what is abundance to you? Like, if you... Mm-hmm. had your life, and you said you were to, you know, get a sense of what's an abundant life in your world. It doesn't matter what your mom thought or what other people outside of you think. Like, in your world, if you had abundance, what would that be?
Right.
And I was in a workshop maybe a month ago, and one lady said, a petting zoo. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I've never heard that one before, but cool, you know? So she was not buying anyone else's idea of like what would be abundance, a house on a lake right. or whatever it is. To her, it's a petting zoo, which is amazing.
It is amazing.
And it's a good point too, Kathy, with, you know, whatever it is for you, what lights you up? And so somebody else might be like, a petting zoo, that's the weirdest thing ever. So it's not, right? It's not for them. And how cool is it that we do have, as, you know, beings on this planet, we do have so many different, you know, choices and possibilities. And that's not anything that would have popped into my world either, but I'm looking at it going, wow, what a fun energy for her. And, you know, like, how much fun can she have creating a petting zoo and something that works in her world? So that's just such a fun example.
Isn't it? And so
yeah, it really is.
I even invite people to write it out, like, okay, what is abundance to you? And you can write it all out and then look at it and be like, okay, is that truly my desire? Because again, we're so encultured to have the ideas of what abundance is that are around us and entrained to those without looking at, well, what is it to me? I remember hearing a friend, Julia Sotis, talking about asking herself if she had a certain amount of money, maybe $100 million, what would she do? And she was like, I'd get a private jet. And then she started looking at it and like, well, that's actually not one of the first things I would do. I wonder why I said that, you know, I would. And then it's just the idea of, well, this is what you do when you have a lot of wealth or something like that. So looking at, like, what would really be abundance to me? And is that truly my desire?
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at when it's not showing up, there's got to be something in the way. So when we come back, let's take a look at what might be in the way of you having what you say you desire. There are some processes
awesome.
We can do and things. Thanks, everybody, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin here with my fabulous co-host, Miss Kathy Williams. And today
we are talking about radical abundance. And Kathy, I think right before the break, you were getting ready to share a couple more things. Do you remember what that was?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome.
So when we have desires that aren't coming to fruition, generally we have points of view or beliefs standing in the way between us and our desires. And actually we can take a look at, am I giving this any energy, right? I mean, you may be giving all your energy to your family and your job and whatever else and not writing the book at all. I mean, that's one element of, and then is this really important to me? Like, is this really something I'd like to bring to fruition? And is now the time, right? Because it might not be. And then looking at with your beliefs, like what's in the way of me having this? So if you list out your desires and then say, okay, what's in the way of me having this? You'll notice things will come up, right? You might say, well, I don't have enough time. That's a big one. I don't have enough money is often a big one too. Of energy or I don't know how to get there, right? And on our show, we sometimes talk about the fact that the how is not actually up to you, right? It's up to the universe. So you get to say, oh, this is what I'd like. And that's your ask. And then when you ask something, you always receive an awareness. Right? It might be a super subtle awareness, not a clonk on the head. It might be a clonk on the head. But there's always some kind of awareness that comes up, and it might just be an energy of excitement or whatever. And you can follow that energy. And what does that even mean, Betsy, to follow that energy?
Well, you know, I kind of liken it sometimes to following the yellow brick road, right? As you said, you don't really know where you're going to go, but you follow what's light and joyful. So something that lights you up. So if you're asked, like, would you like to go to the park with me this afternoon? And when I ask you that question, what energy are you aware of? Is it like, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. That would be, you know, whatever that. And it's really pretty quick as to that awareness. Or if I ask that same question and I get a, right? So and that's what we're talking about. We're following the energy of whatever it is. And in that asking questions, like, would this be fun? You know, would it, you know, whatever the question is that you're like, would this be fun? Would this create? Depending on what you're choosing, it could be going for a job interview. You know, what would my life look like in 5 years if I choose this? You know, again, that will it be fun? Will it be joyful? Will it create for my future or will it see my future? That's one of the questions that I like to ask. Like, what will this create? So when asking these questions, you get an awareness. So what do you do with that awareness?
Follow it. If you get an awareness like, don't turn there or don't get in the car with that person, what do you do? Right. Do you follow it or do you get in or turn there anyway? Like, a lot of us have actually been taught to override our awareness. Right? Mm-hmm. And instead do the logical thing or the thing that appears most polite talk ourselves out of that awareness. Like, no, he should be fine. He's my uncle and no one else has a problem with him. I can do business with him. Right? Or, and instead of being like, yeah, my awareness says this is a no, let's not do it. Let's ask more questions. Because go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say that kind of brings up an interesting point, though. So how do you know the difference between when it's an awareness
and it's a conclusion?
That's a great question. How do you know?
How do you know, right? So, and that's how we talk about then ask more questions. And even, is this a conclusion, right? Because if everybody says, don't do this with Uncle Joe, are you concluding that that is the truth because other people have said it? Or do you have an awareness? So what other questions can you ask to get more information if the answer is not clear?
You know, one of my very favorite questions to ask is, how is my life in 5 years if I choose this? Mm-hmm. And how is my life in 5 years if I don't choose this? And for me, with either one, you get to kind of compare the lightness or sense of expansion or heaviness or sense of contraction between the two. Now, if you don't really sense a difference, then ask, okay, how's my life in 20 years if I choose this? And in 20 years if I don't choose this? And so you've lengthened the time period and get a sense of the lightness and expansion or the contraction with those two. Now, sometimes people are like, well, mm-hmm. Kathy, I still don't know. You know, that really doesn't make sense. I ask, okay, let's tap in. And sometimes I lead an exercise to help them tap into their lightness or expansion mm-hmm. and heaviness. And so theirs might actually, some people are more auditory. And I asked long ago for my intuition to give me, you know, a strong yes. And instead of a sense of expansion, I actually got a little tone and a strong no. I got a little like buzzer. You know, when you've seen a game show or something like that and it goes, eh. and that helped me for many, many years that, okay, like, is that person telling the truth? Eh. Okay. Thank you. So it may not look for you or show up for you like you think it shows up for people, but you do have awareness and an awareness mm-hmm. of what's going to create greater for you and what won't. Everybody has that, no matter how cut off you feel from it.
Great points, Kathy. Really great points that, you know, what, just because I can be talking here about, well, it, for me, I get, if it's really light, I can sometimes almost sense an effervescent, like bubbling through my body and just my whole body gets excited. And so I'm very, and I ask for my awareness to really, you know, like I'm always asking for it to turn up and for it to be ease for me to know what that is. And, but that everybody, just like everybody learns differently, everybody's awareness is going to be, you know, what is it for you? So, you know, when we're talking about some of the stuff that's kind of generalizations, then ask truly, what is it for you? Is it an auditory? Is it a sensing? Is it something else? And, you know, and asking for your awareness to turn up, how much easier would it be for you to know what that is for you?
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes it's just that, hey, what would it take for this to be really clear for me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's a clearing in the Access Consciousness Foundation class. And if you haven't taken a foundation class, it really does change things for people. I've had a lady come in and say, before this class, I didn't want to live anymore. And now I'm happy and excited mm-hmm. about being alive. And I had one lady who came in and she was like, I thought I had to leave my husband before this class, and now I realize I can still be happy in this marriage and I don't have to divorce. And she told mm-hmm. me it saved her marriage. So it's an incredible four-day class, and they just updated it as well. So I'm super excited to facilitate the update on Maui in May and London in June. You have a class coming up too, don't you, Betsy?
I do, actually, the end of April in Virginia. And it is, like Kathy said, an amazing class, life-changing, very hard to describe, and it truly is people's, and what's so funny is a lot of times we don't really hear too much from our students until like even a year or two later. I just had a student tell me that her income went up like 10 times since she's taken up her class. I'm like, what?
So don't go, people. Talk about abundance.
And it's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? She goes, yeah, like the first month, she said that within a couple of weeks of taking the class, she earned the money for the class and then earned it like 10 times over within a couple of months. And ever since, you know, her business and her life has grown exponentially. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And it's from these questions and these possibilities that we facilitate and share with people. And so, yes, mine is the end of April. And we love teaching the class together as well. So we're certainly invite us individually or together. And we taught a class last summer and we had an absolute blast doing it. And it really is just such a great joy to teach this class and to hear from people, like even during the class and then after the class, like to hear what is changing and what people are creating with their lives. Yeah, you're right. Talk about it. Radical abundance and joy. Wowie to zowie.
Yeah. So the question that I was going to mention from the class is, what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to have total clarity and total ease with this for all eternity? And this could be with your awareness, like, okay, what is expansive for me? It could be your project. It could be anything. So that's why it's such a fun clearing, because what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to have total clarity and ease with this for all eternity is so applicable. It could be, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to have total clarity and ease with my relationship for all eternity, with making this choice for all eternity? You know, it's any of it. So that's a great clearing. And then you can use the clearing statement. And this is like a magic wand. It really does work to uproot the energies of whatever's holding your stuckness in place. So think of something you'd like to have more clarity and ease with. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have total clarity and ease with that for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow it, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes, absolutely.
You want to clear us?
Sure. Right along, giving us how to talk all nine short words and beyond.
So right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, is the Access Consciousness clearing statement. And that's like a magic wand to get rid of anything in the way of your clarity and ease in this situation.
Mm-hmm. And you can get more information at theclearingstatement.com if you're more curious about what all those words are doing.
Yeah, so you're looking at your list. Let's say you created a desire list, and then looking at like what's in the way of me having that. And whatever belief it is, whatever point of view it is, you can use the clearing statement on. You can say, oh, interesting point of view. I have that point of view. You can, interesting point of view. This is in the way. Interesting point of view. And really take a look at the beliefs, because those are what are keeping you from having what you say you desire, what you say you want. And, you know, you can look at, is that actually truly my desire? You know, and if so, can I water it with my attention a little bit? Like, if I say I really would like to have a book, am I giving a book any energy at all? And if not, okay, do I truly desire that? Or what's in the way? Oh, it's time. Okay. Well, the lies of scarcity are so prevalent that they're kind of ingrained in us. And one is the idea of not enough. So not enough money, not enough time. I am not enough, whatever enough is. So let's use the clearing statement on that.
Yeah. Wow, is that... So everything that is bringing up in your world around all the ways and places that you have bought that you are not enough, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Oh, yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
There's a lot of energy on that one, Miss Kathy.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I mean, that's how deeply ingrained the lies of scarcity are. So everywhere you've bought the lies of scarcity and are living as though they're true, will you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. We'll discuss some of the other lies of scarcity when we come back, because if those are in the way, it makes it much harder for you to get what you desire. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. We'll be back in a few.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. Kathy Williams and Betsy McLaughlin here today talking about radical abundance. And Kathy, would you mind reminding anybody, in case they came on late to the call, what the definition of radical is?
Relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. Far-reaching or thorough. An abundance, having a copious quantity of something. Prosperity. And most of us are so, we've grown up seeing and hearing the lies of scarcity so much that we've bought them as true. I mean, for you, have you ever felt like, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough. I'm not enough. Or you have to work really, really hard for what you want. Right? I have clients who don't, and then they feel guilty. And I'm like, wow, okay. What if you having ease with life and ease with creation and ease with creating money actually inspires other people to greater possibilities?
I love that.
What if you're the invitation to creating a different reality by creating in a different way? Would you be willing to be that different?
Absolutely.
Yay!
it brought up another, you know, thing that I'd like to talk about just a bit is where you're, you know, when you are inspired, right, and you're happy and you're joyful, how much do you, simply by being you, inspire others?
A whole lot more than when you're cranky and trying to control and push your way through life.
Right?
You know, I was just at the home of Grammy Award-winning pianist Peter Kater. And, you know, his brilliance inspired me so much. His brilliance actually, you know, I was at a benefit dinner for the Montessori School on Maui two nights ago. And whatever two nights ago was, it was actually Saturday I was there. And then he said, okay, you know, what I've been having people do recently is come lie under my piano. I do this with friends and neighbors, and they seem to enjoy it. So if any of you would like to come lie under my piano, you're welcome to. And I was like, well, that's going to be me. And it was funny to see people's reactions, because most people are used to living in the box of what is normal, what looks normal, and what we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to function. Mm-hmm. So this invitation to come lie under the piano while we're all dressed up in nice clothes at this $15 million estate is a little bit unusual. But I went and I did that, and it just rocked my world. I have to say, I actually went over, I met him at that party. I went over to his house today, and I was under his piano again because it was just so moving. And so after a little while, you know, three or four songs, I think I lay under there for three songs because people didn't really, they weren't chomping at the bit to do it. I was there with two other ladies doing that. And eventually I said, hey, everybody, it's amazing. It's like a deeply meditative, transformative experience to be under there. And if you don't do it, I will. I giggled, I cried, I vibrated. You know, I'll go back under there, but I just encourage you to just try it out. And after that, more and more people went to do it, and you could see their faces afterwards. But it was like the willingness to be that different and be unusual and do something totally weird, like, was the invitation for more people to choose more and greater. Does that make sense?
That's a great example. And yeah, so something like, are you willing to be different? Are you willing to choose something you've never allowed yourself to choose before?
And by doing that, and by getting over your points of view about what should be or shouldn't be, you will actually create more of what you desire, whether that's money, whether it's whatever. You know, Stephen Bowman, who has seven global businesses, says that every time you change a point of view, That's every time you kind of neutralize it with a clearing statement or tell yourself, oh, it's just an interesting point of view, or is that really true? One of my favorite tools now is maybe so, maybe not, maybe so, maybe not, maybe so, maybe not. And it just serves to neutralize the polarity on your point of view. And by doing that, Stephen Bowman says, every time you're willing to change your point of view, you'll make more money.
Hello.
Okay, it might not magically show up, you know, on your kitchen counter. But every time you change your point of view, you'll make more money. And it was so funny yesterday because I just finished the Radical Abundance Free Challenge, which you're welcome to join. All the videos are there on one webpage at www.iotransformation.com/abundance. I just finished the course, and my husband texted me and he said, oh, we're getting a $28,000 check. And I was like, how's it get any better than that? We had forgotten to depreciate the rental house for a couple years. So there you go. You know, so it's like, would you be willing to let go of your ideas of should or shouldn't and that you have to work hard?
Okay.
No, you can't.
Oh, everybody else but me can, huh?
Yes, yeah, everyone else can. It's just Betsy. She has to keep
only
hers.
Me.
Well, if you think about
forget
us, we're
that.
Right? Okay. We're energy, right? If you look around, everything you see is energy. It's just vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people talk about good vibes or negative vibes. And like, what if just shedding those points of view, which are just certain vibrations, allows you to be more of you, which allows you to create more of whatever you'd like to create?
What if?
What I realized,
that.
Yeah. Through the course of the challenge, Betsy, I realized that I was like, why is this called a challenge? And I really got that it wanted to be called a challenge. And then I realized it's if we're so used to scarcity thinking and there's not enough and I have to work hard for what I want and that's just the way it is, those are all lies of scarcity. The challenge is to not buy those. Right? To allow yourself to have a different point of view and create regardless of what those around you think or what they're still conditioned into. And that requires a level of vulnerability, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, really does. You know, and to be willing to think outside the box, be willing to be different, to be willing to go, you know, like go maybe where no one else has gone or choose something where others are not choosing the same thing. And, you know, like opening up a petting zoo, that's, you know, certainly not the path that most people are going to take. But if it's lighting her world up, like, freaking go for it and have fun with it. And you know, if you and you can always change your mind, right? Just because
yeah,
you
or even going
doesn't mean that you have to do it forever. Go ahead.
I love that. Even going to lie under a piano or
right?
or yeah, or to say that was so awesome, can I come to your house and do that? You know, I mean, like, it requires a level of vulnerability, but when you're willing to ask for what you want, unless you're willing to ask, it's already a no.
Oh, that's so true. So how many different places have you not even been willing to ask?
Yeah.
And would you be willing to ask now?
Yes. Yeah, and would you be willing to hear no? I mean, Because I could have asked Peter if I could come to lie under the piano at his house, and he could have said no.
True story.
Right? But now I have a friend. Mm-hmm. And did it feel comfortable? No. No, it didn't feel really incredibly lovely and comfortable. But the like going outside of your comfort zone doesn't.
True.
Right? Yeah. It requires that you're willing to be uncomfortable for a little bit, and then the zone of what's comfortable for you will expand. That's like flexing the muscle, right? Lifting a weight is not comfortable, but then you get good at lifting, you know, 40 pounds, and you can lift more.
Wow. So true. So true. So are you willing to choose radical abundance?
I am. I even have a course you can sign up for. And there's a special price until tomorrow night. If you go to iotransformation.com/radical abundance online, you'll see the course and the special price. And you can get it there. It's almost half price there. It is half price. It's
How amazing radical is that?
iotransformation.com/radical abundance online before midnight on Wednesday, April 11th. So come play with us over 2 months and see what changes as you shed the lies of scarcity and start creating what you truly desire. And I've seen people over the course, even over the course of the free challenge, you know, I had someone say, oh, I just got a check. And someone else, like a bunch of people say, oh, wow, I've had this awareness of what's been limiting me that I didn't have awareness of before. And when you receive awareness, that's really the first step. Because it's like, until you know it's there, how can you change it?
Yeah, that's very true. Absolutely.
And once it's there, once you know it's there, then it's like, oh, okay, what am I going to do with this? And oh, I really encourage not resisting it, like not saying, well, that shouldn't be there, or, you know, pushing against it, which Betsy and I talk about so much, don't we, Bets? When you push against something, you give it energy.
Right. Totally. Totally. Wow. And you know, there's only a couple of minutes left on the show, but I would love to just talk a little bit more about when you come up against resistance, Kathy, like what for choose or either that you're not allowed to have this or you're uncomfortable in choosing something that's so different. So what could you offer our listeners for if they're hitting kind of that brick wall of uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the other night I was uncomfortable at the party, but I just chose it. I was like, is this going to create greater for my life? Sometimes it's just, you know, a lot of people confuse what we were talking about earlier, that lightness or the heaviness with, oh, well, the heaviness means I shouldn't go for it. And you might, some people confuse heaviness with uncomfortable. So uncomfortable is, you know, okay, I know it's going to create greater for my life. I'm not fully feeling like I'm capable of doing this or that they're going to be say yes, but just do it. Jump in if you know it's going to create greater for your life. And if someone says no, what if no didn't have to mean anything? It was just like, okay, no for now. Right? Picking up the phone isn't always comfortable. But but it's going to create greater if your awareness is that it will. Does that make sense? Is there anything you would like to add to that, Betsy?
Totally. You know, I even hearken to the Nike ad, you know, just do it. Like, what if you just did it anyhow? What if you push through the uncomfortable?
You know what? And let's do a little challenge, you know? Would you be willing to take an uncomfortable action in the next day, the next 2 days? You know, there was a lady I taught bars to like 2 years ago, and I really got that I should call her and invite her to something, and I was a little bit uncomfortable about it. Like, I haven't talked to her in 2 years, and I'm not sure. And she called me back, and she was just so delighted to have heard from me. So sometimes it's going to be like, you know, have you ever had the experience, Bets, where something in your head is way worse than actually just doing it?
Absolutely.
So we invite you guys to just do it.
Thank you for joining us on Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful for you, and go be abundant.
Thank you, guys. We can continue this conversation for sure. There's so much more.
Absolutely.
Have a great one. And find us on Facebook.
Bye.
Until next time, you can find us on Facebook or on iTunes. Have a good one, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Aloha.